Blythe?
Here.
Cathedral City?
Here.
Coachella?
Here.
Desert Hot Springs?
Here.
Indian Wells?
Here.
Indio?
Here.
La Quinta?
Present.
Palm Desert?
Here.
Palm Springs?
Here.
Rancho Mirage?
Here.
Riverside County 4th District? Riverside County 5th District?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We'll now have the Pledge of Allegiance. We are
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, it is now time for public comments. Is there anyone who would like to address the executive committee on an item that is not on the agenda? At all, seeing no one, we will move. Are there any executive committee or director comments?
In the interest of time, nothing to say other than Desert Willow Wireless is the wireless pass code.
Thank you.
All on board.
Okay, any other, and we do, please keep in mind we do have the General Assembly and the kitchen and a lot of hundreds of people waiting. So, moving on to the consent calendar for June 1st executive committee meeting. Move consent calendar.
Okay. I request pulling the minutes, please. Right front.
Okay.
That
is 6A will be pulled. Is there anything else?
We will approve the balance.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. I guess that would be, is that a second? Would you amend yours, Mayor Evans, so that
move consent calendar as amended?
Okay, and then we can have a second from Supervisor Ashley. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carries. We then go to items held over. We have the minutes held over by Rancho Mirage.
Madam Chairman, I would like to direct everyone's attention to page 11 in the book. With respect to item E, it says this item was addressed earlier in the meeting. I would move to strike the word addressed and insert the words withdrawn by Mr. Hobart. The item was not addressed in the meeting. It was withdrawn officially by me, and that withdrawal can be seen, as a matter of fact, at page 8 under item, the last paragraph before paragraph C.
Okay, so what you'd like it to read is this item was withdrawn by Mayor Hobart earlier in the meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
The next page, I'd like you to return, if you would, to page 14.
Okay,
14. Well, I'm saying 14, but I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go instead to page 11 again, I guess. Yes, page 11, just a little bit below where we were just talking. It says, Jim Rothblatt spoke to clarify points made by Mayor Hobart. I would move to strike the words, spoke to clarify. Insert the words, responded to. Nobody can clarify points made by me or me by them. He addressed the subject points that were made by me.
Okay, Mayor, I've heard a couple different iterations. I want to make sure we have it right. So how is it that you would like that?
So strike the word spoke to clarify and insert responded to Tia.
Okay.
And then the last, rather than getting us embroiled in a discussion about the minutes of the motion by Mayor Henry, we would just like to submit what we believe to be the verbatim transcript of that meeting so that it appears in the minutes, but we can just leave it as an adjunct to the subject of the motion by Cathedral City Mayor Stan Henry. We don't have to do anything except accept it.
And where is that?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, in the...
That's on page 8.
As an addendum to the minutes.
That's an addendum, I see.
Right. It's just that that is the... If there was ever a discussion about it, this is the verbatim for clarification and assistance for those of us, if we needed them.
Has CBEC been able to confirm that that is verbatim?
I don't know if they have or not. I have been able to.
We just received this, but I like the mayor's approach. It doesn't suggest that one is verbatim and one is not.
It doesn't put one over the other.
And substantively, as far as I can tell, it's about the same.
Okay.
I agree with that as well.
Question. And Mayor Henry?
And I have you.
Thank you. Okay, so we have the two. Why don't we break those up into separate motions? I think that is best to do.
If you just do it as a motion, minutes as amended.
Do you want to just minutes?
Yes, yeah, that works for me. I don't think there's anything controversial in any of it.
Okay, then. Do we have those the way he has asked them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have a motion.
Yes.
A motion and a second. Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept those as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I'd like to abstain because I wasn't there.
Okay, thank you. And we will now move to 7A. We've got the 2015-16 budget.
7A.
Don't you?
Phone me. Thank you. Presented for your approval is CBEC's budget for fiscal year 2015-2016. The draft budget was presented to the Executive Committee on June 1st for your review. Staff received a page of questions from Mr. Isaiah Hagerman, City of Rancho Mirage's Finance Director, and responses have been provided to Mr. Hagerman with no changes made to the budget document. Aside from that, staff has not received any other queries on the budget. The Technical Advisory Committee approved the budget unanimously at their June 8th meeting. Staff hereby recommends that the Executive Committee approve Resolution Number 15006, adopting CVAC's fiscal year 15-16 budget, salary schedule, and allocated positions. Staff will be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for staff? Yes, ma'am.
You said 15006, and the report says 15005.
Okay, 15005. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions of staff? Okay, seeing none, we have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will now move to 7B, which is, I guess, Tom, you're taking this, the Nomination Committee recommendation.
I am. Given Chairwoman Harnett's statement at the last meeting where she didn't accept the Executive Committee's recommendation to accept the second term, the Nominating Committee met again briefly and recommended, pursuant to CBAG's informal policy to rotate among the members, that next year's chairman be Stan Henry of Cathedral City, and the vice chair be the representative from the Stephen Lee Wells.
Are there any questions? Though we are regular, I'll move to approve that.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll move to 7C. We have to consider a second request, Alan Wagle.
Madam Chairman, I mean, I think A, it will go a whole lot faster. And B, I think the process is the person who has the burden of proof goes first to making the case. And although we're 21st page down in this 7C section, I think that my comments would last no more than 2 or 3 minutes. And then anybody who wants to say something in opposition, rather than reading everything that's in here and going through that. It's just a suggestion. You're in charge. I'm only.
I appreciate the suggestion. I'd like to ask Alan Weibel, was your intention to read everything in there? Or do you have an overview?
And in fact, Alan wasn't going to say anything because I know he wanted to keep this brief.
Okay.
I was going to provide just a minute of comments. And Ann Mayer is here representing RCTC, and she has a couple of minutes as well. So I think we could expedite this significantly.
Okay. Why don't we have then the staff go first, a few minutes from staff, and then Mayor Hobart with his 3 minutes, and I think if there's an additional 3 minutes. I do have a green card on this.
You actually have two, if that's correct. Mr. Betts?
On this item?
On the item of the Measure 8 one?
This one.
Is that on this issue?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Why don't we have staff speak and then... I'll be real quick. Okay, but why don't we just keep it a format if we can. I appreciate the real quick.
The problem is we can't hear. There's no amplification here. I'm standing back there. I can't hear a word you guys are saying. So my comment is simply, is there either you can all speak up or there should have been some amplification.
I'll use my mom voice. And
what does that mean?
You should be able to hear me. Never once did a child of my mom's mind say, I can't hear you. So we'll all work.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that, you know, we've got an important meeting here and there's no amplification and I'm a little bit hard of hearing for too many years on...
Would you mind moving closer and we will then attempt
good.
To project better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would
you
like to have this chair?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm good.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll have short comments from... staff and from Ann Mayer, where we are?
Just very, very briefly, the agenda packet is long. You've heard the staff report on this before. The City of Rancho Mirage did have a legal opinion prepared, and I'm sure Mayor Hobart will address that. Staff has not had a chance to review that legal opinion, so I'm not going to offer any commentary on it unless asked specifically. I do want to put in perspective on the Measure A question. While the title of the agenda is Measure A, Legal Review in Context of Operations and Maintenance, a legal review of Measure A's applicability to CV Link is not just operations and maintenance, it is related to construction as well. So you first have to decide whether CV Link is eligible for construction dollars before you decide whether it's eligible for operations and maintenance dollars. And one perspective on this, really two, is you all in February of 2012 authorized staff to use regional dollars to match other funding. Regional dollars include Measure A, and that was included in the staff report at the time. We used up to $20 million of Measure A funding to leverage other funding sources, first of which was the Sentinel Air Quality Mitigation Funding, to $17.4 million, and we have used that CBAG commitment of regional dollars to secure tens of millions of dollars for CV Link's construction. That's one bit of perspective. The other is we're all on the same page, whether it's RCTC or each city or CBAG staff, we strive not to use local dollars and regional dollars. So on major construction projects like this, or Jefferson Interchange, or Dayton Interchange, we commit dollars up front to get the project rolling and to convince the state that we're serious, and then we all work diligently not to use regional dollars. We try to avoid using Measure A dollars. We have not used a single penny of Measure A on CV Link, and it would be my hope that we never do for construction of CV Link. Whether we do for operations and maintenance is a policy call that still needs to occur A discussion of that was pulled from the agenda, the transportation agenda, by at the request of Rancho Mirage 2 months ago, and CVAG has had not had a policy conversation about that subject. Ann Mayer with RCTC is here to provide further information about the BB&K legal opinion and RCT's perspective.
Can I quickly interrupt? Councilman Betts, are we doing better?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
A little louder.
All right. Okay. We just want to make sure you are included.
So I'll be as loud as I can, and I hope it's not that I'm shouting at you. That's not my intent to shout at you this evening. Thank you for the opportunity to join you today. I know you have some big decisions to make regarding CV Link and the use of Measure A. I am here, though, because I wanted to make sure that I was very clear about where RCTC stands and what RCTC's position is on this subject, because there's been a lot of conversation over the past couple of weeks. So forgive me if I'm going to read a few comments, but I wanted to make sure that I was able to cover many of these critical points. RCTC legal counsel has rendered a legal opinion regarding the use of Measure A for portions of CV Link. I support the interpretations and assumptions made along with the opinion itself. We have built this program on the basis of promises made and promises kept, and program accountability and integrity is RCTC's primary objective. We have a $5 billion 30-year program that cannot and will not be jeopardized. Since the inception of CV Link, CVAG has proactively and responsibly consulted with RCTC regarding Measure A eligibility. Our determination regarding eligibility was objective and based on the ordinance and the expenditure plan. Regardless of the decision you make this evening, and then that's your decision to make, and regardless of other third-party opinions, RCTC remains the governing body with the jurisdiction to render the final decisions regarding Measure A expenditures. The expenditure plan in the Coachella Valley was intentionally established to provide future generations of elected officials with the discretion to bring forward projects not envisioned earlier. The expenditure plan was developed nearly 15 years ago and needs to be relevant for decades all the way out to 2039. A project under development now, while not envisioned in the past, could meet the needs of the future. CV Link is years away from final funding decisions. I support the evaluations undertaken to date regarding eligibility. However, I believe the current level of debate and discussion is premature and potentially damaging to our organizations, projects, and programs. RCTC has been conservative and impartial in our evaluation of CV Link eligibility. I assure you that regardless of politics and personal opinions, we will not jeopardize the outstanding Measure A program over a $20 million allocation on a single project. We have everything to lose and nothing to gain by allowing an ineligible expenditure. This is a very important regional project that merits public discussion, public debate, and input as a part of the environmental process and as a part of the project development process. You have many very critical decisions to make. However, the focus seems to be only on the Measure A component, and it's just one component of a full funding plan. I ask you to consider the project in its entirety and take this information that I'm providing with the goodwill in which it's intended. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I feel like we need Garrett and Norris here. Does he knows you will. It's an age thing. We do have a green card, and I'm wondering if Mayor Hobart, how best would you like to do this? Would you like to speak now, or would you like the member of the public to speak first, and then
yes.
You speak? Okay. It's Michelle Hassan. I hope I pronounced it correctly.
Thank you, Chairwoman. Thank you, members of the committee, and welcome to Desert Willow for your grand jubilee. I just really want to—I'll keep it brief for you all. We would like to contribute to this process, and we understand that policy calls still need to occur, and we feel that improved information and analysis would definitely allow you all to make the best decision possible. Number one, We feel that funds for construction of the LSEV component of CV Link provides disparate benefits to low-income communities of color, meaning many low-income residents, specifically low-income residents of color in the Eastern Coachella Valley, lack access to LSEV vehicles, and we would request that the opinion embark upon an analysis that assesses these disproportionate benefits to low-income communities of color. Furthermore, we would like clarity on the identification of operating costs. Measure A has been identified as a cost eligible for construction and preventative maintenance. However, the legal opinion does not use the term or clarify the term of operation, nor does it define it. We would like some definition and clarity on this term. And furthermore, there is no legal opinion that offers an analysis of the potential use of Measure A funds to contract with a private entity, such as Golden Voice. If CVAG is planning to contract with Golden Voice for CV Link operations, there should be analysis of the use of Measure A funds to compensate private contractors. Again, we do this in the spirit of collaboration, of improving the analysis and the opinion to ensure that this project, this regional project, truly provides benefits to all residents of the Coachella Valley. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Hilbert, that's the last of the green cards. It's your turn.
Thank you. I hope that everyone has had an opportunity to read the brief that was prepared by the law offices of Steve Fintania and Associates. If you read the two briefs, they both have positions of strength, but it creates an issue. And that issue is, what can we rely on? What can the cities rely on? We have an operations and maintenance budget of $1.6 million that is identified in the master plan. Regardless of what that number stays or becomes, it's going to be a sizable amount of money. If the cities are now going to be drawn into paying a portion of the operations and maintenance expenses, as compared to what we had been believing for the past 3 years, that the cities would not be funding operations and maintenance. And if we are going to consider the cities as a potential funding source, it seems to me to be irresponsible for the cities not to be able to have a method of determining what their share of the O&M is going to be if we have a moving target. If the Measure A funds, if we go into an agreement where City X says, yes, we will pay $50,000 a year for maintenance, and then once we're down the line and the CV Link is constructed, then we're informed that, because of some legal action perhaps, that Measure A funds cannot be used to reduce the obligations for O&M, or some portion of it, whether it include operations or maintenance or neither. So the number is not something we can rely upon if we don't have an answer, or a good answer, to whether or not it's legal to use Measure A funds for operations and maintenance or even construction. If we can come to an agreement through an independent, objective legal analysis, not one that you distrust or I distrust, but independent and outside, then when we're determining what our obligation will be as a city to funding the O&M charges for the coming decades, the rug is less likely to be pulled out from under us. We'll have a number that is more reliable. And I do not see how any city would ever agree to some percentage of the operations and maintenance without knowing that the number that we're agreeing to cannot be changed later because of the loss of some funds or other factors. So it seems to me that it is important that we get an outside opinion, that nobody can say they've influenced. And when I can do it now, or I can do it in a moment, whenever you say, Madam Chair, I will make the motion, repeat the motion that was withdrawn at the last meeting, because we didn't want to make a motion without having read the B&B, BB&K opinion. So that's essentially our position. It will give us stability in funding O&M later on down the road. And that stability is an extremely important issue, certainly to Rancho Mirage.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Supervisor.
And I know you came in late. I just want to say we're trying to keep this quick and moving along, so I can share that with you as well.
Okay. I'll do that.
Sorry.
You know, I haven't had a chance to review this in detail. I see for the first time I'm copying it to me in the original format here at the meeting. I've been told basically the premise that it's based on. And it's certainly a different one in the premise of Mr. Hobart.
And I am going to interrupt you one more time, only because Councilman Betts came in. It's not amplified. He's having trouble hearing.
Sorry.
We have
I'll
to
speak up.
Project. Thank you. I'm sorry. Excuse me for interrupting.
And I suspect that you know, the opinion of Mr. Hobart is expressed here. I suppose that there could be a lot of other opinions. I think that it's important to note that this is a program that under state law is run by RCTC. The RCTC has billions on the line. They would not rely on anything but the most solid of legal opinion, which is what they gave us preliminarily 3 years ago. We saw again in writing a month ago. And we're 3 years away from committing a dollar of Measure A to this project, if we ever get to Measure A money in this project. But on the basis of all of that, I do not believe that we should then solicit spending our collective money to go out and get another opinion on an issue that I think RCTC has spoken, and they are the authority. I don't think that there's a clear reason why that should happen at this point in time, despite a second opinion from Mr. Hobart, or Mr. Hobart's attorney.
Yeah. It's not Mr. Hobart's attorney. Steve Quintanilla represents the city of Rancho Mirage.
Yes, I understand.
Quick comment.
Yes.
I think there's only two people in this room that was here that was involved in the writing of the second version of CBAG's Measure A wording for the ballot measure. That'd be Mr. Wagle and myself. The late Honorable Dick Kelly was on that committee, the late Percy Brewer. The Honorable Greg Pettis, who isn't here tonight, was also on that committee. The initial Measure A language, as it was written, the first Measure A, constrained us very tightly to how we could spend Measure A funds. And it was recognized by CDAG and its participating jurisdictions that changes in transportation in history as we move ahead into the future is hard to predict. So when we crafted the language, it was crafted purposely to give enough of a leeway so that we could include things such as active transportation and changes in transportation. And I think Mr. Wagle would agree with that comment that we had a long drawn-out discussion of how we could write language that gave us the most flexibility to meet the future of transportation, and that's what we did in writing the second portion of Measure A. So with that being said, I think RCTC's opinion is very clear and concise upon which we wrote the language. Thank you.
Thank you.
Has CBAG, Measure A, from my understanding, I'm new to the thing, is 15, 20 years old. Have we built roads and other transportation avenues that were not even thought of at that time when Measure A was established?
Not thought of, I can't comment on, because even CV Link was thought of decades ago, but I can comment on whether they were in existence, which I think was one of the central tenets of my quick read of the analysis, is a road had to have existed before in order to be qualified for Measure A existence. Next time you go across Dinosaur Bridge, that never existed. There are a number of roads that were added every 5 years that we update our capital improvement program, known as the TPPS. If the legal analysis is correct, there's a few of you that may need to repay funds.
Can I just move on? Okay, are there any other quick comments? Okay, Mayor Hobart, you had said that you wanted to provide a...
Yes, I'd like to make the motion, and I just, as I make it, I want to just summarize in one brief sentence what somebody wrote.
And I'm
okay,
and I want to make sure, Joanne, can you hear this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
What somebody wrote some years ago or intended to write is really irrelevant. It's how a court interprets it now. I've read the material. I've read both briefs.
Is this the motion?
Yes. It's just about here, Madam Chairman. I've read both briefs. There's ambiguity. And RCTC cannot spend the money any way they want. They have to comport with the law. At any rate, my motion is that the Executive Committee authorize an expenditure of funds not to exceed $40,000 to retain a prominent Los Angeles, Orange County, or San Diego law firm to provide CBAG and the cities with a legal opinion concerning the legality of using Measure A funds to pay any portion of the operations and or maintenance costs of the CV link, comma, I'm inserting now, including construction costs. If it should proceed to completion. The CBAG attorney, Tody Agabrodin, and Dana Hobart are authorized to agree, if they can, on a first and second choice of law firms and continue discussions thereafter until they have selected the firm. Both legal opinions, BB&K and Fintanilla Law Offices, shall be provided to said law firm.
Okay, and I would ask that that motion be given to Joanne, because I'm going to bet she didn't get all that down. Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And I'm sorry, who seconded it?
I will second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Can I ask for a roll call vote, please?
We can have a roll call vote if you would like that. Joanne?
Okay. Blythe?
You know, putting me on the spot here. It's pretty tough, you know.
Yes.
Why don't you come back?
I can come back.
Okay.
Come back.
Okay. Is that the best place I can get?
Sure.
Cathedral City?
No.
Coachella?
No.
Desert Hot Springs?
No.
Indian Wells?
Yes.
India? No. La Quinta?
No.
Palm Desert?
No.
Palm Springs?
No.
Rancho Mirage?
Yes.
Riverside County 4th District?
No.
Riverside County 5th District?
No.
City of Life?
No.
The motion fails.
We will now move to 8, which is informational items. It's the status of the I-10 interchange project. And
there's no action required under information, or for that matter, announcements, other than to enjoy and take advantage of the
building's
candidates.
Yeah, we do have one only, and that's all informational. I'm sure everybody has a chance to read it. The announcement we did have, and Mayor Henry brought it up, is the Executive Committee is Monday, September 28th, and we may have a conflict with the League of Cities, so please watch. If that is a conflict, we will notify as soon as possible.
And perhaps you can let Joanna know if you plan on attending the League, and if we have a quorum problem, we'll need to make some adjustments. So we got at least Coachella and the League of Cities.
Thank you.
Is the joint benevolent related and appropriately recognized?
Well, in the general assembly.
Okay.
You can't say thank you enough. Right?
No, Joey always brings the grapefruit. No. Was it grapefruit? No. Grapefruit. Grapefruit. Thank you, Joey. We appreciate it.
I got picked this morning.